Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
The Jonas Brothers have a brand new 3D movie coming out that Joe is going to tell you about here in just 1 second. Good morning, Joe Jonas.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
I want to be totally honest with you. I have had to pee for like 10 minutes, and I was hoping you were going to be late so I could run to the bathroom before you called. And you messed everything up for me this morning.
You've never had that introduction
before. You should have woken up a little bit early.
I tried getting out of here. Sometimes you just forget to pee, though.
Does that ever happen to you on stage?
I've had a problem on stage.
You have.
Have you? Like, you want to pee right before you get out on stage, and then you realize...
I've had to go, like, while I was on stage. I'd have to shoot my brothers a look, and they'd get it, and I would have to just run off stage for a few seconds and come back.
Do you dance off? Like, do you do the whole, yeah, I'm really into the song, and I'm dancing off, and...
So you're hopping cross-legged?
Yeah.
No, I just run.
Is that something that you're aware of as you walk on stage, like where the nearest restroom is?
Well, you always have to be aware of where the nearest restroom is, or where the stash of water bottles are, or, regular... Regular normal things.
Because can you imagine if you're walking off stage and just at the same, running off stage because you got, 45 seconds to go, and just as you see your, road manager shutting the door with a newspaper tucked under his arm, you're like, no!
Yeah, well, the good thing is we play a lot of venues where there's, like, it's just like a hockey arena or something.
Yeah.
So, like, there's just always, there's just hallways of like, little holes of dressing rooms that have bathrooms. So it's the funniest thing. It was a couple of weeks ago, we had a concert, and I'm running backstage, and my mom's in the dressing room, and I'm running by her. My mom's face was like, wait, what are you doing? Why are you going on stage?
You have actually literally had to pee into a bottle on the side of a stage before?
Not, that's something that I've yet to do.
Okay.
Because guess what Bert's doing right now?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, if I check out for a couple of minutes, you know why. It's Joe Jonas on the Bert Show this morning on Q100.
Joe, you have been famous for a while now, and you've had some famous relationships. I'm just wondering if you have any regrets in those relationships. Or maybe in getting out of them.
Nope.
Zero.
That's an awesome answer.
Nope. Not at all.
Well said.
Look, there was the whole weird Taylor Swift thing for a while there, but I'm assuming that everything's cool there because she's part of the movie now, right?
Yeah, everything's cool, and And that's not what we're going to talk about today. I think we're going to talk about the Dream movie and how excited we are, you know. And last night we had the premiere, and it went extremely well. I mean, it was packed on Hollywood and Highland, just all the way down the streets, and all the fans came out, and it was exciting for us to kick it off with a bang, and we're excited to bring it to a city near you.
We started to hear some rumors that you guys are actually going to show up at the movie in different cities. Like, people aren't even going to know you're there, right. And you're just going to go, hey, by the way, we're the Jonas Brothers, and that's us on 3D, and this is us in real life, right? Mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah, there is what we're doing this weekend. We have a weekend off, and it's going to be really exciting for us because we have we're going to spend it with our fans. You know, we're going to fly all across the country, and we're not saying what cities, but we're just going to show up to the cities and walk in the theater and kind of surprise the fans, and it's going to be exciting for us because we want to be able to really thank the fans by sharing it with them, and it'll be a really nice way to say thank you, I think.
So I'm sure the timing has to be just right on that, because if you walk in and they get mad that you've interrupted the movie before they know who you are, then then you might get some popcorn, you know, thrown on you.
Right.
So now that this is out here, that you're sneaking around to movie theaters all weekend, if you look like a Jonas Brother, it would probably be a good idea to avoid movie theaters.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that could be dangerous for you.
Well, because this movie is 3D, people aren't going to know if you're really there or not. They're going to just assume that.
That's true.
We might have to actually walk up to the people and say hello. I mean, that's why it's going to be nice to have. We're going to have microphones and stuff, I think, and just kind of walk in, and it'll be cool. It'll be pretty cool, and I think we're going to be watching the movie a lot this weekend.
You're going to have to touch somebody, because they're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Do you guys help come up with those types of ideas, or are those given to you?
We come up with, you know, with almost everything that we do, and we try to, like, definitely like a co-produce kind of like a thing, because we're always trying to come up with another cool idea to thank the fans or our fun, you know, when it comes to our clothing or our music or touring, it's all us, you know, and we work hard at trying to make it the best it can be.
Hey, Joe, I want to ask you a tough question that's not a personal question. It's a professional question, but it's one that's hit the internet pretty nasty the last couple of weeks, and that's that you guys were collaborating with Chris Brown on writing some materials together. A, is there any truth to that? And B, have you guys sort of backed off of that since the whole Chris Brown, Rihanna alleged thing has been going on?
You know, our hearts go out to both of them, and we have not... We have not worked with him, no.
Okay, so okay. This is just a rumor on the internet, and there has been no truth to you guys collaborating together?
You know, there's always rumors, and you kind of have to just, you have to step back we've seen some really ridiculous rumors where, like, we were in Europe at one point, and Kevin was, somebody told Kevin, like, so, Kevin, you're leaving the band, right? We're like, what? We're like, yeah, apparently you're going to be leaving the band. We're like, no, unless Kevin wants to tell us something. But so we always hear, you know, tons of rumors, and you kind of just have to get used to it and laugh it off.
Has there ever been a situation where one of your brothers has had to come to you after reading something about you in a tabloid and go and just to give you a heads up and say, hey, I want to let you know what's coming down? Or vice versa, where you've read something about one of your guys and you've one of your brothers, and you've had to go to the guys and be like, hey, and where they may have actually thought there might have been a nugget of truth in it.
You know, I think it definitely you can just know what's right and what's, you know, my brothers and I, you know, we're really close and we're really tight and it's no joke when I tell you that, you know, we're each other's best friends. Like, even on off stage, we're still hanging out and having a good time together. And so you know exactly, you know each other so well that you know what's true and what's not.
Joe, before we let you go and give away tickets to the movie, we have Miley Cyrus coming in here next week, and you know her way better than we do. So can you give us a little bit of advice on things that we can ask her and things that we should stay away from asking her so we don't make her all mad?
Okay. She I bet she would love to talk about her dogs. Okay. She loves her dogs. She's like, I think she has like 18 of them or something.
Wow. 18? Okay.
No, I think she has like 3 or 4, and she has horses. I don't know if anyone knows that. She owns horses, and that's, I bet she would like to talk about that.
She's actually bringing the horses with her, which is in studio, so that's going to be part of the organization.
Well, sweet.
Hey, if you asked her, why don't you ask her a question, like, as a fan that we will play for her during the interview? And don't identify yourself as Joe Jonas or anything, but just ask her a question that might cause her to raise an eyebrow, and then afterwards we'll tell her who it was.
That'd be great.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead and ask her the question.
I'm going to get my best. Should I do a high or low voice?
Low voice. It should just start, hey, Miley, my name is Joe, and I'm your biggest fan. And then go ahead and ask her question.
That's awesome.
Hey, Miley, how you doing? This is Joe. I'm your biggest fan, and I would like to ask you a question. I would like to know if you like giraffes, and if you like giraffes, have you ever met one? What do you think?
Joe, thank you very much.
That was fantastic. That was a great question.
Fantastic. A little bit. I don't want to make it too obvious. But.
Now, that was good. She's going to go, is that Joe Jonas?
Is there a story behind that, or could you just not think of anything else?
I'm actually just looking at a giraffe. I have a toy giraffe in my room. I don't
know. She's awesome. Going to be like,
what?
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, good luck with the movie this weekend. It is released on Friday.
You,
and you just don't know. You may be sitting there in the audience. Joe Jonas walks in, and if you get a tap on your shoulder and it's somebody that looks like him, it's probably Joe Jonas.
Or you're like, oh my God, this 3D is really good. Yeah. I felt it.
This is like one of those Disney rides where the bugs run into your butt. Except they come out to you and poke you.
Thanks, Joe. Good luck this weekend with the movie, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show. Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.